So here we are. We have gotten this far. We've ended the liturgical year, and now we have started the new liturgical year, first Sunday in Advent. And I'd like to kind of talk about this Advent, about the Incarnation. What does it mean for the Incarnation to be present in our lives? So Advent is a time of preparation. We're getting ready. We're preparing our hearts. We're preparing our lives for the coming of Christ. Not just coming in history, where Jesus came and he became one of us. You know, he became a man in the Virgin Mary. He was born. But even more so, we prepare for that coming of Christ into our hearts, into our lives. And looking forward to that time when the second coming, when Jesus comes at the end of time. Today's scriptures urge us to have that longing for God's kingdom, where we're preparing, we're getting ready. We are in tune with that longing. The people of God have that longing for God's will to be done. Jeremiah today tells us that God's plan is to be fulfilled. We too must have that longing for the coming of Christ. What does it mean to have that longing? What does it mean to have that idea of God's coming kingdom? I think it means for us that we realize that this life isn't complete yet, that there's more to it. Everything isn't as it should be at this time. We're still waiting for something. And when we've committed to seeking God, we approach our lives, our daily living, with a different way. We have that sort of intuition where we're always preparing, we're always getting ready, we're always looking forward ahead to what is coming. A student should long for completing their studies because they can then begin the work that they have been preparing and longing to do. If we become enraptured with just being a student, with just being in the studies, with just doing our daily thing, then we are not fully understanding what we are about as Christians. There's this idea that we need a healthy desire for learning, we need that healthy desire to grow, and that's important, but we don't want to stay there. When I was in the seminary, I loved my studies. It was a great time for me. I really enjoyed thinking about and discussing theological things, philosophical things, questions about our faith. But now I recognize, even then, I was always looking forward to being a priest. That was the goal, right? To become a priest, to get ordained, to serve God's people. And I would never desire just to be in the seminary just for the seminary's sake. And so we have to have that same idea with our lives. We ought to enjoy the process of living, right? We ought to enjoy the process of being here, being present in this world. But we always have to keep in mind that goal that we're seeking, Christ coming in our lives. We must long not simply for this life, to perpetuate this life and make it last and just enjoy the things that come and go here, but we have to have that identity that we are Christians. We're seekers of Christ and we're waiting for him to come. St. Paul says to the Philippians, and we might say too as we think about this, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If it is to be life in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet, which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, and that is for the better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account." So St. Paul, speaking to his disciples, his followers, is kind of talking about this tension that he feels. On one hand, he desires to go and be with Christ in heaven, and on the other, he recognizes the important mission that he has here on earth. And we too have to have that sort of double insight, where we are paying attention to both of those aspects of our lives. The people of Jesus' time longed for God. They longed for the coming of the kingdom. They were waiting the Messiah. They were getting ready. But when Christ came, many of them didn't recognize him. Many of them didn't see that this is the one we've been waiting for. They didn't see that because they hadn't prepared their hearts. We can be caught off guard if we fail to be converted in our lives, if we fail to reach into the Lord's gifts for us, the Lord's way of living. If we fail to seek that out, then we can get caught up in just living our daily lives. Today we hear, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily living." This season of Advent is a time of preparation. What are we preparing for? If we take a step back from our lives, our daily life, do we see a clarity? Do we see an awareness of what it is we are preparing for? Why it is that we're living? This is a time to take that step back and say, okay, where is the Lord leading me? And this week, may we take time to reflect on our own conversion process. Are we allowing ourselves to long for the coming of Christ? Do we have that awareness? Are we awaiting His coming, not just at the end of time, but are we having that reverence and hope that Christ will come into our hearts, into our souls, and make His abode in us? Do we long for that coming? No matter where we are in the process of conversion, no matter if we've never had this focus before, or if we've had it for a long time, no matter where we find ourselves, Christ wants to come into our lives. This first week of Advent, I ask us to make a real request of Christ. Make a request of Him. Speak to the Lord from your heart and stir up your desire for the coming of Christ. If we took this time this week to say from our hearts the simple words of invitation, Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. If we do that, if we open ourselves to the coming of Christ, we will experience Jesus in a new way. Dear Jesus, help us to long for your coming. Help us to prepare our lives for you. May we invite you into our lives each and every day. Help us this time in this season of Advent to prepare the way for your coming in our lives and in our hearts.